That guy is a jerk. I really screwed up that project. I feel so guilty about what I said to Mom. Whether they're negative, neutral, or positive, these thoughts clutter our minds, just like your home can get cluttered when you have too many possessions. Unfortunately, clearing your mental clutter isn't as simple as eliminating a possession. You can't throw away a thought and expect it to stay gone. In fact, like a never-ending game of whack-a-mole, your negative thoughts have a way of popping back up as soon as you slap them down. Why we think negative thoughts. Now, imagine your mind is a fully organized home. A home that's free from extraneous draining and useless items that agitate you. What if you could surround yourself only with thoughts that uplift, inspire, and soothe you? Consider for a moment your mind as a peaceful, cloudless sky, and you have the power to choose what floats across. If that cloudless mental sky is so desirable, then why do we think so much, with so few filters to sort the positive and necessary thoughts from the random and unnecessary? Your brain contains about 100 billion neurons, with another billion in your spinal cord. The total number of connections between neurons, the cells responsible for processing, has been estimated at 100 trillion synapses. Our powerful brains are constantly processing all sorts of experiences and analyzing them in the form of thoughts. Thoughts form what we perceive to be reality. We can control and direct our thoughts, but it often feels like our thoughts have minds of their own, controlling us in how we feel. Thinking is necessary for solving problems, analyzing, making decisions, and planning. But in between the times of proactive mental endeavors, the mind roams like a wild monkey, dragging you through the brambles of rumination and negativity. Your constant inner dialogue distracts you from what's happening around you, right here and now. It causes you to miss valuable experiences and sabotages the joy of the present moment. Absurdly, we assume we need to think more or harder in order to figure out why we aren't as happy or fulfilled as we wish we could be. We try to pinpoint the possessions, people, and experiences that might quench our longings and ease our unhappiness. The more we ponder our despair, the more despondent we become. Our thoughts make us restless, empty, and agitated as we project into the future or look to the past for answers. In fact, nearly every negative thought you have relates to the past or future. It's common to find yourself trapped in a looping cycle of regretful thinking or worry thoughts, even while feeling desperate to escape the never-ending tape playing in your mind. Not only do you struggle with your thoughts, but you also struggle with your inability to be free of them. The longer the negative thoughts continue to loop, the worse you feel. It's almost as if there were two of you, the thinker and the judge, the person thinking the thoughts, and the person aware that you're thinking them and judging how bad they are. This thinking-judging dynamic infects us with painful emotions. The more fearful, guilt-ridden, regretful thoughts we have, the more stressed, anxious, depressed, and angry we feel. Sometimes our thoughts paralyze us with bad feelings, and it's those feelings that rob us of inner peace and contentment. Although our thoughts are the culprit responsible for so much distress, we assume there's not much to be done about it. You can't stop your mind from thinking, right? You can't shut off your brain at will or rid yourself of the mental chatter and associated feelings that prevent you from enjoying life fully. Occasionally, we have unexpected moments of mental peace and quiet. More often, however, we try to quell the mental chatter by self-medicating with too much food, alcohol, drugs, work, sex, or exercise. But these are temporary solutions to muffle the noise and ease the pain. Soon enough, our thoughts are back at it again, and the cycle continues. Are we destined to be victims of our monkey minds at all times? Must we constantly battle our thoughts and allow them to drag us down with worry, regret, and anxiety? Is there a way to have a clear mind, free of negativity and pain? You may not be able to keep your mental house free from clutter all the time, but you can impact your thoughts enough to improve your quality of life and overall happiness in a profound way. Thinking may seem automatic and uncontrollable, but many of our thought patterns are habitual and, well, thoughtless. Although it appears you and your thoughts are inseparable, you do possess a conscious self that can step in with intention and manage your thoughts. You have far more control of your thoughts than you think. When you learn how to control your mind, you open a door to the vastness of creativity, inspiration, and brilliance that is just behind the clutter of those untamed thoughts. Through various mindfulness practices and practical habits, you can disempower your thoughts and have more space in your mind to enjoy inner peace and happiness. You'll have the